The London Olympics features 26 summer sports with 39 disciplines and 302 separate competitions in a desperate attempt to get everybody to watch. So you've got the ancient sports or the events no one watches anymore, like horse riding, rifle range, and archery, also known as things you did in summer camp but stopped doing after you learned how to drive and talk to girls. Why not include making moccasins and key fobs? The modern pentathlon has got the complete collection: fencing, horse jumping, shooting, a 3K run, and a 200-meter swim, or the full MacGyver. Introduced in 1912, the modern pentathlon is one of the least modern things about the modern games. A truly modern pentathlon would include aerobics, which is not as silly as rhythmic gymnastics, running brain dead on a treadmill, Bikram yoga for some reason, sitting on the weight machine I want to use for 5 minutes while admiring yourself in the mirror, and, of course, programming your television. The smallest category of sports is the things you actually want to watch: swimming, track, gymnastics, and basketball. Everything else is filler. Oh, and taekwondo, of course. Why? Because my editor likes it, that's why. At the other extreme, you've got fake sports the IOC recently jammed into the games in a failed attempt to get your teenager to stop playing video games for 10 minutes and watch through at least one commercial break, which occur every 38 seconds. These sports include mountain biking, wakeboarding, trampoline, and beach volleyball. Well, okay, lots of teenage boys will watch beach volleyball because they have discovered girls. If the IOC really wants to appeal to today's kids, they should add the 100-meter dash with your pants halfway down your butt, texting while walking, texting while doing everything else, and, of course, beer pong. The problem is the table tennis snobs get upset when you call their sport ping pong, so perhaps we should call it beer tennis, which, come to think of it, would be a pretty good sport, too. The last category of sports includes rowing, cycling, weightlifting, and distance running, or, as most of us call it, exercise. But the silliest sport I have ever seen in the Olympics, without question, is synchronized diving. This sport involves two people jumping off the platform at the same time and then doing the same dive. Get it? Of course, once they've settled on doing the same dive, it's kind of hard to speed it up or slow it down. And they're pretty much guaranteed to fall at the same speed, which, last I checked, is the speed of gravity. So the only thing they really have to synchronize is when to start their dive, which they do by saying, "Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, dive." In other words, the exact same system kids use to play rock, paper, scissors. Synchronized bowling would actually require more sophistication. But all is not lost. We can save this sport, and here's how. Start with two divers on the platform, but from different nations, and have them duke it out on the platform. First one to get tossed in the water loses. I'd watch that, and you would too. Even your teenage son might. I know. All these events are difficult in some way, I get it. But just because something is difficult does not make it Olympian. Pushing the garage door button, then running underneath the door before it cuts you in half, is difficult, as my adolescents will attest. But it did not make me an Olympian. Folding a fitted sheet? That's hard too. I've never seen anybody do it very well. But you won't get a medal for it. At least, not yet.